muffled than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio, and I'm Carl Lenore. I'm in the studio by myself today, so you're going to have to put up with me. Excuse me. We've got an interesting show for you. The title of the show is The Uber Herb, and I hope that by the end of the show that I convince you that this herb needs to be added to your daily intake regimen. Used primarily as a spice, ginger is possibly the most versatile and underestimated natural remedy known to man today. It's been around for more than 5,000 years. It has been valued for its hot and warming qualities. And for over 2,500 years, it's been used medicinally. But more recently, it has been identified by science with over 115 different compounds that have been shown to do everything from reduce inflammation, eliminate nausea, protect against a variety of cancers, which is really astounding, reduce and eliminate tumor growth, increase energy output, increase thermogenesis and caloric expenditure, eliminate joint pain. I mean, it just goes on and on. And that's why I feel so strongly about this, and that's why I've called it the Uber herb, because there's so many different herbs out there that do individual things, but nothing comes close to what ginger does. So on this episode of Superhuman Radio, I'm going to explore this marvelous herb. And by the end of the show, I hope that I will have convinced you that this is the single most important thing that you need to add to your daily intake for health, for fitness, for strength, for just all around well-being in the year 2007. Ginger has a long history of use, mainly in South Asia, both as dried and fresh form. The Hindu epic Mahabharata was written around the 4th century BC, describes a meal where meat is stewed in ginger and other spices, but mainly ginger. And this was probably one of the earliest records of the use of ginger. It's also an important plant in the traditional Indian system of Ayurvedic medicine, as well as TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. In TCM, they use it for a tonic for a variety of things. It makes your gums healthy. It helps the lining of your stomach and so on. Its official botanical name is Zingiber officinale. And the word Zingiber is thought to have come from the Sanskrit word Singabera, which was from the Arabic and Greek words meaning shaped like a horn. And it probably got that name because the rhizome, which is the most important part of the ginger plant, the rhizome looks like a deer's antler, if you look at it, and if you've ever looked at deer antlers. The rhizomes are knobby and fleshy, and they're covered in ring-like scars. And although rhizomes grow underground and people refer to ginger when they shop for it as a root, these are not roots at all. In fact, the rhizomes are swollen stems that appear to grow beneath the dirt surface. But nonetheless, they are not part of the root system. They are part of the stems of ginger. So referring to ginger as a root when you buy it at a store is erroneous. Because ginger is not found in the wild, its origin is uncertain. It's likely to have originated from India, as there seems to be a wider variety of ginger types and biological variabilities there than any place else in the world. And ginger has been studied widely. And science has really taken an interest in ginger in the past probably 13, 14 years especially. The pharmaceutical industry has their eye on ginger because of the components of ginger and what it does. And you'll see that here later on in this episode. The important components of ginger are called gingerols, shogols, paradols, zingerols, and daryl-heptides. And these are the most studied portions of the ginger rhizome. And this, and mainly gingerols, paradols, and shogols seem to hold the magic when we talk about ginger. Now, once these compounds hit the liver, they're converted into a multitude of other metabolites, which have the biological actions that the pharmaceutical industry is has its eye on right now. And if you don't think that the pharmaceutical industry has its eye on these components, let me quote you from an email I received from a company called Dalton Pharma Services, and they are a developer of pharmaceutical products in Canada. I asked them for a price on 6-gingerol, a synthetic version of what can be found in the natural ginger plant. And they sent me back a quote of $25.60 per milligram. Per milligram. And you're going to find out why, when we start to explore what ginger can do for you, why the pharmaceutical industry is looking at this so closely, because this is really a magic compound. So we have it there that we know that the pharmaceutical industry has got their eye on ginger. We're going to list in detail all of the value of ginger here in a couple of moments. One of the top line values is its antioxidant properties. There are over 50 different antioxidant compounds in ginger, and not only do they have a very, very high quenching value that is specifically targeted to specific free radicals that have a very, very dangerous effect, but apparently these particular free radical antioxidant values are very specific to different types of free radicals that run around in our body. One of the things that we talk about when we talk about free radical quenching is superoxide dismutase, or sometimes you'll read it in a magazine, is referred to as SOD, S-O-D. But superoxide dismutase is an antioxidant enzyme that the body produces to render the most dangerous free radicals harmless by reducing them to individual molecules of hydrogen peroxide and oxygen. And ginger, especially the gingerol portion of ginger, seems to upregulate SOD dramatically in the body, which is something that can help prevent disease. When we come back, we're going to explore this wonderful herb, ginger, and you're going to be astounded by what it can do for you. You're listening to Superhuman Radio, and we'll be right back. Fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Protein is
the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. And we're talking today about ginger, possibly the most important herb that you could add to your daily intake. Okay, so we've identified that ginger is a super antioxidant, super, super antioxidant on many, many different levels. So just from that standpoint alone, it's worthy of your attention. But it goes further than that. Now, you know, the big buzzword right now in anti-aging medicine and in medicine in general is inflammatory markers. You know, everybody talks about how inflammatory markers are indicators of disease and so on and so forth. Well, ginger, again, and when we talk about ginger, I'm just using the term ginger, but we're really talking about the three most important components, which are gingerols, shogols, and the paradols. Those three components, and mainly gingerol, when we talk about ginger, those are the things that are really creating the positive action. But ginger is a super anti-inflammatory. Actually, gingerol has greater analgesic value than aspirin. So when we talk about reducing inflammation related to pain, especially when we're talking about a term that you hear all the time, especially a while back when certain pharmaceutical drugs were causing people to have heart attacks and so on, COX-1 and COX-2, cyclooxygenase is what the COX portion stands for, and those two expressions of those two components are major inflammatory markers. So when you have a lot of COX-1 or COX-2 in your body, especially the COX-2 enzyme, you are going to have a lot of inflammation. Inflammation leads to pain. Well, gingerol knocks COX-2 completely out of the box. By taking ginger in your diet, you reduce the expression of the COX-2 enzyme. If you reduce the expression of the COX-2 enzyme, you reduce pain. You also reduce inflammation in general. So when we talk about inflammation being a predictor or a marker for disease, ginger can reduce inflammation dramatically. Now, one of the other components of reducing inflammation, and we talked about pain a moment ago, is joint pain. People complain as they get older about joint pain, knee pain, wrist pain, and so on. There was a study that was done on 261 patients. It was a double-blind study. It was performed by the Miami Veterans Affairs Medical Center back in 2001, and they gave group of people who had severe osteoarthritis and specifically knee pain, and they gave them a ginger extract on a daily basis. And within 50 days, there was significant decrease in all of their complaints about knee pain completely. So when we talk about inflammation, we talk about pain, we talk about joint pain, gingerol can reduce or eliminate joint pain completely. So if you suffer from joint pain, instead of taking a Tylenol and ibuprofen, you can turn to ginger, and it will eliminate that pain, and it'll do it naturally. And there are other benefits, unlike some of those over-the-counter products that you may be taking right now that are taxing on your liver and so on. You're going to find out that ginger actually can help your liver. So if you have severe pain, ginger is a good thing to look at. It has also been shown from an inflammation and protective standpoint to reverse kidney damage and kidney failure. This is a big one here. The University of Pharmacological Science in Chandigarh, India, they did a study on patients that were receiving a drug called Platinol. Platinol is actually a platinum-based drug that is used as a bladder wash for people who have severe bladder cancer. And we're talking about severe. This is the advanced stages. The next step is to remove the bladder entirely. And whenever they use this Platinol, it damages the kidneys dramatically. I'm talking about complete kidney failure in many, many, many cases. So what they did was they took 30 patients who were scheduled to get this Platinol as a drug, and they gave them ginger extract 2 days before and 3 days after the procedure. And all of them, every single one, they did not suffer from kidney failure. In fact, their kidneys continued to function properly, and any damage that was seen early on was completely reversed by the use of ginger. So ginger is great if you suffer from kidney problems or you're concerned about kidney problems. We have a lot of bodybuilders out there that are using anabolic steroids, and sometimes some of those steroids have been known to tax the kidneys. If you've used them in the past and you're concerned about your kidneys, then ginger is a wise thing for you to add to your daily diet. So it protects and reverses kidney damage, even in the most extreme cases. I have a good friend who has polycystic kidney, and I have to refer to him now because after I read this particular study, I thought I've got to get in touch with him and tell him about this because this can help protect his kidneys on a long-term basis. It also increases glutathione production. We talked about this a while back on the show that we did on liver health, but glutathione is the thing that keeps your liver healthy. It keeps your liver cleansed. So ginger increases glutathione production, which means it's protective to the liver. And the other thing that I found that was very, very interesting was that under extreme heat stroke, the body tends to become what's known as endotoxic, where the blood becomes poisoned, if you will, because the liver is unable to continue to keep the blood cleaned. And subsequently, a study that was done in June in Jinan University showed that by the upregulation of superoxide dismutase, which we talked about earlier in the show when we were talking about antioxidants, that ginger actually was able to reverse any type of liver damage and allow the liver to do a better job in reducing the toxins that were traveling in the blood. So from an anti-inflammatory and a systemic protective standpoint, ginger is a super thing to add to your diet. And again, this is a very, very inexpensive thing to buy. You can go out in most grocery stores and buy ginger fresh. You can add it to your recipes if you're cooking with it. You can also make tea out of it. And we're going to talk towards the end of the show about different ways that you can actually take ginger to make it easy for you to realize its benefits. But we're talking about something that is healthy and imparts good health, unlike over-the-counter supplements, over-the-counter NSAIDs and so on, which are going to reduce inflammation and actually tax the liver over time and can also burn the lining of the stomach. In the case of aspirin, ginger actually is healthy for the stomach lining. They give ginger to people who suffer from chronic nausea. And it is considered a tonic in traditional Chinese medicine and actually creates health, a healthy lining of the stomach. So unlike aspirin as an anti-inflammatory, ginger is better suited for you to take day in and day out, and it, instead of damaging or hurting other systems, it actually helps rejuvenate them and keep them healthy. So you really, really need to think about ginger and adding it to your diet day in and day out. I've added it to my diet, and I can tell you a little bit more about that when we come out of the next break. But when we do come out of the next break, what we're going to talk about are two other very, very important subjects when we talk about ginger. The first one is going to be for the athletes and performance, and we're going to talk about ginger as an ergogenic aid and how it can actually enhance strength, enhance fat loss, and increase energy as well, all at the same time. And then we're going to talk about the most intriguing part of ginger, which is its ability to ward off cancer and reduce tumor size. And so stay with us. We're going to get into that when we come back from the break. You're listening to Superhuman Radio, and we'll be right back.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today about the wonderful herb known as ginger. Not ginger from Gilligan's Island. I actually didn't like ginger from Gilligan's Island. I like Marianne better. Anyway, ginger is also an amazing ergogenic aid for athletes out there. Powerlifters can find a great value in ginger. Ginger has been shown to increase adrenal hormone output like epinephrine and norepinephrine, or, you know, for lack of better terms, adrenaline, in a dose-dependent basis. It increases energy output dramatically. I did an experiment with it. I take ginger in the morning. I usually have it as tea. I have ginger extract that I purchased a year ago, a kilo of it actually, and it's standardized for 5% ginger oils. And so what I generally do with that is I take about a half a teaspoon of it, leveled half teaspoon. I mean a real measuring half teaspoon, not something out of the drawer. I mean you got to measure it because it's very powerful. I take a half teaspoon of it in boiling water, and I drink that in the morning as tea, and it wakes me right up. And what I did last night was about 9 o'clock I was working on today's show, and I thought, well, I'm going to have some tea. You know, I wanted to be awake, and I took a half a teaspoon of it and threw it in hot water, and I drank it, and I couldn't get to sleep last night. And I took 3 milligrams of melatonin, I took 5 grams of GABA, and I had my little Earth Pulse magnet device working, which normally lulls me into my sleep. And I slept for about an hour and a half and woke wide up at 1:45 a.m. and couldn't get back to sleep. So it's very, very powerful at increasing adrenal hormone output. It's great. It's better than caffeine because you don't feel jittery. It's really a much steadier feeling of well-being and energy. And it works very, very effectively. And I would not use ginger after maybe 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening so that it doesn't impair your ability to sleep at night. But as an ergogenic aid, you know, for distance athletes or strength athletes, ginger is amazing. And you have to experiment with it before you actually go in and perform or compete with it, because you have to make sure that you understand how much to take and how your body feels when you take those particular doses. The other thing that it does right in line with that is it increases thermogenesis, increases body temperature, and actually increases the body's utilization of energy. It actually increased in one study that was done by the University of Tasmania in Australia back in 92. It increased energy expenditure by 21%. Now think about that when you're dieting. And remember what I said, I usually take ginger extract in the morning in my tea. Well, what I do is, especially recently because I'm starting to try to rid myself of the rest of my body fat, get up in the morning on an empty stomach and get ready to go out and walk. Well, before walking, I throw down a cup of ginger tea. It stimulates me, wakes me up, but also it's going to increase my caloric expenditure while I'm exercising by as much as 21%. I mean, that's outstanding, and it does not give me the jitters like caffeine does. So it's beneficial from that standpoint as well. So it increases thermogenesis, which is something we know that we need to do to burn calories, and does it considerably, up to 21% additional caloric expenditure. The other thing it does for the strength athletes and strength endurance athletes out there, it increases intracellular calcium levels. And the calcium channel is responsible for your muscle contractibility. Muscle fibers contract by way of the calcium channel. And so having adequate calcium in the muscle fibers is important to recruit as many muscle fibers as possible. And the ginger oil portion, again, of ginger has been shown to increase intracellular calcium. So for the strength athletes out there, ginger would be a great thing to use maybe the morning before you're going to go in and do a max lift and see if you can set a new PR, a new personal record. Because in theory, between what it's doing, elevating adrenal hormones and also allowing your body to utilize caloric expenditure and in concert with higher calcium levels in muscle, you should be able to push a little bit harder. So it'd be interesting. You can try to experiment with that. Like I said before, the energy that you get from ginger is less noticeable than caffeine because it does not create an overwhelming jittery feeling, but it is noticeable. You will feel it. You'll feel that sense of well-being, that mood elevation that you feel with any type of stimulant. And to come back to something we talked about a moment ago when we talk about ergogenic aids, especially with men here, we know from studies that reducing COX-2 enzyme also reduces aromatase enzyme, because COX-2 and aromatase are part of the P450 cytochrome enzyme cascade, and COX-2 is a direct precursor to aromatase, and aromatase enzyme is what steals our testosterone and turns it into estrogen. And when we have estrogen stealing effect going on and testosterone levels start to dip, we lose strength and we start putting on more fat and we become moodier. So while it's not as strong as some of the over-the-counter and prescription aromatase inhibitors, clearly by using ginger over a period of time will reduce the expression of aromatase enzyme by way of reducing COX-2 enzyme. So it potentially could raise testosterone levels over a period of time. Now, I don't know that there's been any research done on that, particularly with ginger, but there has been plenty of research done with NSAIDs, such as Motrin and ibuprofen, and their ability to reduce aromatase enzymes. So clearly the linkage is there. The other important thing to remember about ginger is that it is highly chemoprotective. And when we talk about chemoprotective, it actually can fight cancer, as good as cancer-fighting drugs. Now, it's amazing what, and this is where the pharmaceutical industry really is locked on. The reason the pharmaceutical industry is so hot on trying to identify all the components of ginger and then produce it synthetically at $25 a milligram is because it has the ability to fight the big C word. In fact, it's been shown to reverse certain types of cancers related to the prostate. There is a component of prostate cancer called mitogen activated protein kinase phosphatase 5, which is MPK5 for short. And gingerol has been shown to upregulate the production of that, which decreases prostate inflammation related to cancer. Topical ginger applications have been used to completely reverse tumor growth on skin. Now, this was done in mice. It was done in 1999 in Seoul, Korea, at the College of Pharmacy. But what they did was they created a topical version of ginger, and they applied it to mice who had previously received a chemical that is known to cause tumor growth, and the tumors did not grow on the mice that received the ginger topical additive. So clearly it can retard tumor growth, but more importantly, there was a second study done on rats, who had already developed, these were a special type of rat. They had some sort of genetic modification, and they grew tumors. You know, just you look at them, and they started growing tumors. And what they did with those were they had rats that already had tumors, and they applied the ginger extract in a topical form directly to the skin of the rats, and it made the tumors shrink. Okay? So when we talk about cancer and we talk about tumors, there is nothing more important in your diet than ginger. If you have a history, if you have a family history for cancer or a family history for tumors, you must take ginger. You must add it to your diet every single day, because this is the one thing that could potentially push back those markers and keep you safe for a long, long period of time. In the area of cancer, there's also different types of leukemias out there, and there's one particular leukemia that is called promyelocytic leukemia, and this particular type of cancer, the blood cells leukemia, the blood cells are a mutant type of blood cell, and the gingerol in ginger has been shown to arrest those blood cells from proliferating. So people who are dealing with leukemia, who have concerns about leukemia because of issues in their history, family of origin, again, ginger is a very, very important component for you to add to your diet, because it has been shown to actually arrest certain types of leukemia independently of any type of drug therapy. So, again, we're not talking about a drug here. We're talking about something you can go to your local grocery store, in most cases, into the organic area or the produce area, and find sitting there on a shelf. We're talking about a magic herb that the pharmaceutical industry is hot on, and in a couple years, they're going to be selling it to you at, you know, $150,000 a treatment, and you can get it right now at your grocery store and use it yourself. There was also a similar effect on pancreatic cancers. A study that was done in October of 2006 by the Yonsei University in Korea also showed that that there's a term called apoptosis, and what cancer is basically is when cell death does not occur. And because you have this constant influx and outflux of cells, you have cells that are dying and being replaced by new cells. And so subsequently, when cells don't die and new cells become grow, you have this overgrowth of cells. And this is where cancer comes from. And ginger has been shown to selectively kill the cells that are supposed to die, but ignore the cells that are supposed to live. It's cytotoxic to some cells and cytostatic to other cells, and it knows which cells to select. Now, I mean, if this was a drug, people would, they'd be climbing the walls to find out how to get it to save lives. It's not a drug. It's an herb. It's an herb. And you can get it. And you can use it. And you need to use it. For the reasons I'm telling you right now, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, cancer chemoprotective, tumor protective, ergogenic aid. I mean, it's one herb that does so many different things that, you know, you may be taking six or seven different herbs, one for this, one for that, and you all you need to do is add ginger to your diet, and you can eliminate 30% of the herbs that you're taking right now, maybe. Maybe all of them. I don't know. But it's so powerful, and that's the funny thing about it. It's overlooked because people can't believe that it's that powerful, and you can go to a grocery store and buy a hunk of it for a dollar. And so they just dismiss it. They think, oh, well, surely it can't be as strong as something I can get from my doctor. Well, guess what? Your doctor's pharmaceutical companies are working on turning it into something that they can sell to you and the insurance companies will pay for. So don't wait for that. Start using ginger now. It will keep you healthy. It's good for anti-aging. It's good for energy and exercise and fat loss. It is just an all-around perfect herb. That's why I called this show the Uber herb, because I can't find anything else out there that does all the different things that ginger does. Reduce inflammation, get rid of joint pain for those people who suffer from back pain. I gave some to a buddy of mine who started to develop pain in his shoulders from bench pressing heavy. In 3 days of taking it, he said that the pain went away completely. And then he thought it was a placebo, so he stopped taking it after about a month. Guess what? The pain came back. This stuff really, really does work. So when we come back from this next break, we're going to talk about what ginger to look for, what ginger to use, how to use it best, because it's powerful. You can't overuse it either. And we'll cover all that in the next segment. Stay with us. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today about ginger, the uber herb or super herb. It really is. Before I get back to that portion of the show, I just want to remind you that the advertisers are who make this show possible. So please patronize advertisers whenever possible and let them know that you heard about them on Superhuman Radio. Okay, so now we understand that you need to start using ginger. And that's a little bit easier said than done because you may not want to eat something that tastes like ginger day in and day out. I mean, obviously, you can buy fresh ginger at your grocery store, no problem. And you can prepare foods with ginger in them. But you've got to eat a lot of ginger in that form to get the therapeutic value that ginger has to offer. As a matter of fact, quite often, a ginger supplement is a much better alternative. Ginger comes raw, obviously. It also comes dried. And then you also have extracts. And the extracts come in two different forms. They come in powder or in oil. And frankly, the extracts are the best because they have the highest concentration. And the powder is the best of the two extracts because it's easier to work with. It's easier to dose. You can make, you know, you can use a little spoon. It's dry. It stores easily. It's not as messy and so on and so forth. And you get a lot more for your money. Be careful of ginger supplements that boast full spectrum but do not have a standardized gingerol content. So when you buy a ginger extract, you go into your health food store and you see, you know, you ask them where the ginger ginger products are and they show you these bottles, look on the back immediately and make sure it says that there is a minimum of 5% gingerols, G-I-N-G-E-R-O-L-S, minimum of 5% gingerols in that supplement. If it doesn't say that, but instead it says full spectrum, don't buy it because all that is ground up ginger, dried and put in capsules. And if you know if you're going to buy that for $12 a bottle, you might as well go to the grocery store and buy a hunk of ginger, throw it in your blender, grind it up, let it dry on its own, and use that for a dollar. It doesn't have any greater value than what you're going to buy at the grocery store. If you buy a ginger extract, it's always going to say that it has a minimum of X percent of gingerol, and always get at least 5%. 10% is even better. That way, there's 50 milligrams of gingerols for every gram of the extract, and that's what you want. There was a study done where they selected, I think, 6 or 10 different ginger supplements at the counter at the different health food stores and so on randomly, and they evaluated them for their content of gingerol, and none of them had more than 0.9% of gingerol. None of these indicated that there was any gingerol in them either. These were all full spectrum ginger extracts. So stay away from anything that doesn't tell you that it has at least 5% gingerol. And you can use raw ginger as well if you feel like eating it or making tea out of it, but it's much better to start with a ginger extract. The way they make ginger extract is they take ginger and they soak it in ethyl alcohol. And the ethyl alcohol liberates all of the positive value of the ginger. And then they take that ethyl alcohol and they spray it on a fiber a powder, which is basically just fiber. And it, when it dries, the alcohol disappears and it leaves all that oil and all of the value in that fiber. And then that's the powder that you use. So it's actually concentrated ginger. So you can take a lot less of it. You take about 750 milligrams to 2 grams a day, depending on how you feel taking it. And again, use it in the morning and midday. Don't use it late in the day because it will interrupt sleep. It will keep you up. You will see that. And you can either take it as a tea. You take the extract and throw a level half teaspoon of it in hot water and sip it. Or you can put it in capsules or throw it in your mouth and swallow it, however you want. But that's the best way to get your ginger because you know how much ginger oil you're getting, and that's the real value in the ginger. Now, one of the things you have to be aware of, if you're on any type of blood-thinning medication like warfarin, you do not want to take high doses of ginger because it does have a slight or mild blood-thinning effect. So you want to be careful about that. You do not want to just take this if you're taking other medications. You can check with your doctor first. Most doctors have a desk reference that'll show. And actually, check with your pharmacist. Forget your doctor. I take that back. I'm sorry. Call the pharmacist because pharmacists are in the know on what interacts with what drugs, quite often more so than the doctors. So check with your pharmacist and tell them you want to start taking a ginger extract. And when a ginger extract says that it has a minimum of 5% gingerol, there's always going to be even more paradol in it because there's constantly more paradol than gingerol in ginger in general. And so you know you're going to be safe with everything else if you use that 5% gingerol as your baseline target for the quality of your ginger. Now, you can cook with it. If you have ginger extract, you can make real ginger snaps with it for the kids as well. You know, it tastes great. You can add a little sugar to it, or if you don't want to use sugar, you can use one of the sugar substitutes. But you can make ginger snaps with it. They have a great taste. They have a little bit of a bite to them, but they have real health value. You can cap the stuff, and you can make your own capsules of it. If you use a 00 size capsule, that's about 750 milligrams that'll fit in a 00 size capsule if you're into capping on your own. And you could take one, two, or three of those a day, again, morning to midday, and you're done. Or you can take that ginger extract like I do, and you can make tea out of it. I love sipping ginger tea in the morning. It has a great refreshing flavor, clean, and it doesn't tickle my throat the way coffee does. Coffee gives me like a feeling in my throat where I have to keep coughing and clearing my throat after I drink it. Ginger doesn't do that because there's no caffeine in it. It's stimulating you through a different pathway entirely. So there you have it. Ginger is an amazing antioxidant. It's amazing anti-inflammatory. It's an amazing ergogenic aid. It'll help you lose weight. It will reduce your knee pain and joint pain. It will protect you against cancers and tumors. What else do you need for you to go out and get some ginger today and start using it? I don't know what else I could tell you. I hope that I've motivated you. Get ginger. Start taking it. You'll be happier you did. You've been listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm Carl Lenore, and we'll see you next week.
Been on superhumanradio.com lately? Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.